And we're discussing Bhajan Rahasyam. This is Panchama Yam Sadhana. This is the fifth level of sadhana. It's called Asakti. Asakti means chanting the holy name of the Lord with attachment. And at this level, because this book, Bhajan Rahasyam, is meant for two types of sadhakas, Jatarati Sadhaka and Ajatarati Sadhaka. One sadhaka who has not attained Bhava Bhakti, which is most everyone, and the other sadhaka who has attained Bhava Bhakti. So, this Asakti is the preliminary. It's just Asakti, then comes Bhava. So this chapter is all about Asakti. So all the points that are mentioned here, all these verses, are to develop. If one is not on the level of Rati or Bhava, then these verses will help him become attached to Krishna, which is the preliminary stage of Bhava, after Ruchi is Asakti. And if one is on the level of Bhava, when he reads these verses, he'll get great relish. He'll experience Sattvic Bhavs and his relationship with Rani especially. Because in these last, we're on verse 14, out of 22 verses, the last 8 verses are all about serving Radharani. Because the verse, basically, Lord Chaitanya, which means Krishna in the mood of Radhabhav, or Radharani, is crying out. Radharani is praying, crying out, "Please accept me as your kinkari. I Nanda Tanuja Kinkaram." So this is an appeal for the service of Nanda Nandan and Kinkari Bhav. Kinkari Bhav means Gopi Bhav, Manjari Bhav. But actually, this prayer, who is this prayer for? It's Radharani's heartfelt prayer. But she's giving this prayer for us. They were also praying to Nanda Nandan. "Oh Nanda Nandan, I'm not asking to become your servitor and Dasya Bhav or Sakya Bhav. I'm asking to become your Kinkari," which means I'm asking for the service of Radharani. Because Kinkaris are engaged in the service of Radharani. Or they sometimes, of course, occasionally, they also have to, they serve Krishna to enhance the pleasure of Radharani or to bring about their meeting. So he quotes another verse from Radharas Sudaniti. And this verse, he's talking about attachment to Radharani. And the Acharyas, they say this verse is the bhajan to attain Radhadasyam. This is the prayer, the mood, to attain the eternal service of Radharani. He says, "Constantly seeking Krishna through Sankirtan in the mood of Radhadasya is described in Radharas Sudaniti." So it's interesting that we're seeking Krishna, we're chanting Hare Krishna and approaching Krishna through the mood of Radhadasya. And that's interesting because if you think about it, this is the mood that Prabhupada gave when he told in the beginning, when one chants Hare Krishna, he should pray, "Oh Mother Hara, O energy of the Lord, please engage me in the service of Krishna." So we're chanting the Maha Mantra in the mood of Radhadasyam to serve Krishna. "Oh Mother Hara, O Hare, O Mother Hara, O Ladani Shakti, O Supreme Pleasure Potency, O Srimati Radharani, please engage me in the service of Krishna." And then when we go to Krishna, he'll say, "Okay, very good. You've come for my service, now go back and serve Radharani." So this prayer is from Radharas Sudaniti, verse 259. "Dayantam shiki pichamole manisham tannama sankirtayan nityam tach charanam bujam paricharan tan machavaryam japan shi radha paradasyam eva paramabhishtam ridadarayan karisyam tarugrahina paramadbhuta anuragotsava." Many long words here. Anugraha. "Keeping at my heart my highest aspiration of one day becoming a maidservant of Sri Radha's lotus feet, I will constantly meditate on Sri Krishna, whose head is decorated with a peacock feather. I will constantly chant his name, eternally serve his lotus feet, and always utter his most excellent mantras. May he bestow mercy upon me at any moment. And when he does, I will attain Anuragotsav, which means the great festival of Anurag or attachment to Sri Radha. So here the maidservants or the mandris are glorifying Krishna. They're engaged in Nam Sankirtan in order to please Radharani. So we're glorifying Krishna. And we're chanting His holy name with great attachment, great devotion. And Krishna becomes attracted and says, "What? Why are you chanting? Why are you chanting my name? Oh, actually, I'm glad you came. Can you please bless me with service of Radharani? Because I know you're very merciful and you like to hear your name chanted. It gives you happiness when someone glorifies your name. Kautama shloka. You're always glorified with so many shlokas and it gives you happiness. So I'm trying to make you happy, but I have something on my mind. I would like to serve your Radharani." And the Krishna becomes so happy. "Oh, really? Everybody's always asking for my service. So many people are chanting my holy name and they're asking me for wealth or position, or kama sarva kamava. Moksha kamo daride, tivreena bhakti yogena sayeta purushamparam. I think the Bhagavatam says whether one is without desires, a kama or sarva kama, full of material desires or wants liberation, then they're engaged in bhakti yogena tivreena, very concentrated, dedicated, consistent practice of devotional service like chanting Hare Krishna, chanting Nam Sankirtan, and they want something. And then I appear to them and they say, 'Yes, I want this, I want that,' or they want even liberation. So you're chanting my name also, and then I'm coming to you and saying, 'What do you want?' And then I say, 'I want to serve Radharani. I want to be a maidservant of Radharani.' 'Really? I also want that.' And I also do that sometimes, but I'm also chanting Lalita Nam, Vishaka Nam, Tungavidya Nam, Indulekha Nam, and sometimes Rupa Mandri Nam Sankirtan. I'm chanting their names and I'm begging them, 'Please, Lalita, please give me an opportunity to enter the Kunj. Please give me an opportunity to break Radharani's man. Please allow me to place my head on her feet.' And then, even when I come straight away, then they say, 'No, no, get out, you rake, get out.' So then I disguise myself as a female sakhi. As a sakhi. And then this way I can get by the heavy interrogation and the heavy airport security. And I can get through the surveillance, whatever they call it, the checkpoints. And then I get inside the kunj. But then Rupa Mandri spots me and says, 'Wait a minute, this Shyamala sakhi is not Shyamala sakhi, this is Shyama Sundar. Disguised as a sakhi.' And then, detecting my disguise, Rupa Mandri looks at me in a very special way, and then I look back at her with my eyes and I tell her, 'Shh, be quiet, don't say anything, keep it quiet.' So then Rupa Mandri says, 'All right.' So then, taking her permission, begging her, then I myself get an opportunity to serve Radharani's lotus feet. I take Radharani's feet very delicately and lovingly in my hands, then I hold them up, I sit at her feet, and hold her tender feet on my thighs. And then some Sakhi Mandri hands me a tray with some alta, some lac. And then I very tenderly paint Radharani's feet, this red coloring on the bottom of her feet. Her feet are already naturally reddish, like a blossoming lotus flower in the rising sun. Very tender, very fragrant, very beautiful, and very soft. So soft to the touch, I fear to even touch them. But at any rate, there's no need for me to put any coloring here because they're naturally red like a red lotus flower. But just to have an opportunity to do some service and for an opportunity to decorate the grass of Vrindavan with her footprints and engage the Palinda women in some service, Radharani paints her feet, or in this opportunity, this time, I'm getting the seva. So you're chanting Hare Krishna and you're asking me for Radharani's service. I'll grant you that opportunity. Because I'm also anxious and eager to serve the lotus feet of Radharani, as exemplified in Sevakunj for time immemorial. One of my most dear forests, or rather upavans, of Vrindavan is known as Sevakunjvan. In the kunj of Sevakunj within Vrindavan, it's an upavan. This is where I actually render service to Lalita, Vishakha, and Radharani, the most intimate sakhis in my group. Digging wells for them with my flute and decorating Radharani's feet and breaking her man and brushing her hair. All these things I do. So therefore, the devotees, they chant Hare Krishna, they chant the Maha Mantra, and they beg Krishna, "Oh, Krishna, please, I'm glorifying you, and then you're coming, what do you want?" I say, "Oh, I want the Prem Seva of Radharani." And he says, "Really? I took an entire avatar. I am myself appeared in this world as Lord Gauranga to find people just like you, to collect a bunch of servants like you, to repay my debt, because I took a heavy loan from Radharani World Bank. I took a heavy loan for developing my country, for developing my love bank, my love country. I took a heavy loan from Radharani's World Bank, and I can't repay it. So now I have to come as Lord Chaitanya to collect so many servitors for Radharani to repay my debt." So this is why it's called Parishishta Lila. Gaur Lila is called Parishishta Lila. Parishishta Lila means the fulfillment Lila. Whatever was left undone in Krishna Lila was tied up or finished in Gaur Lila. For example, if an author writes a book, he may conclude the book, but then an afterthought comes and he writes what is called an epilogue. An epilogue means further thoughts or further development or elaboration of the theme or conclusion of the book. It's called epilogue. So the Gaur Lila is the epilogue of Krishna Lila. It's called Parishishta Lila. Because Radharani had something unfulfilled that she wanted to do, and Krishna had something unfulfilled that he wanted to do. So Radharani was thinking, "Oh, this Braj Bhav, this Braj Bhakti is so wonderful. Wouldn't it be nice to distribute to the conditioned souls?" Out of her karuna, she had this compassion to distribute to the conditioned souls in the material world. Her karuna, her compassion. So Lord Krishna, he took her karuna, karuna mayi, into his heart. And then he had his objective to elicit, or let's say, collect so many servitors for Radharani to repay his debt, because she's serving, Radharani is serving Krishna with thousands of hands and thousands of angas and bodies, but Krishna is only serving Radharani with two. Even Vishnu has four arms to serve Lakshmi, but Krishna only has two. So he feels somewhat deficient. So if he could have 2 million arms to serve Radharani, then he could somehow repay the debt. So that's what Lord Chaitanya's Leela is all about. Internal and external reasons. So this translation is there. "I will constantly meditate on Krishna, whose head is decorated with a peacock feather. I will constantly chant his name, eternally serve his lotus feet, and always utter his most excellent mantras. May he bestow mercy upon me at any moment, so I may attain the great festival of attachment to Sri Radha. Nirantara Krishna Dhyana Tana Nama Sankirtan Krishna Para Padma Seva Tana Mantra Japan Radha Para Dasya Matra Avishta Chintan Kripya Labivat Radha Raganuga Bhavan Raganuga Bhavan Radha Raganuga Bhavan Kripya Labivat Radha Raganuga Bhavan." So this is a Bengali version of the same Sanskrit verse. Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives his own rendition. He's saying, when she gives her mercy, then I'll become greedy to follow in the footsteps of Radharani's rag, her intense attachment to Krishna. So there's some purport here. It says that Prabhudananda Saraswati is expressing a desire to continuously seek Krishna, Sri Krishna, through Sankirtan in the mood of Radhadasya. The only desire and cherished objective of Gaudiya Vaishnavas is to attain Radha Dasya. It's the only goal of their Krishna Bhajan. So this similar point is told in the ninth verse of Mana Shiksha by Raghunath Das Goswami. He says, "Always remember Vrindavan Chandra. In what way? As the Prananath of Swamini Vrindavaneshri Radhika." So it's not that we remember Krishna separately or alone without Radha. They're always Yugal, Yugal Kishore. How do we remember Krishna? Connected to Radha. And what is the connection? He's the Lord of her heart, Prananath, Lord of her life heirs. So this verse is describing that upon decorating the heart with the most cherished wealth of Radha Dasya, one will meditate on Sri Krishna. In other words, if we have this mood of becoming Radharani's maidservant and desiring to serve her lotus feet eternally in Brajadham, then we will think of Krishna in a particular way. We will think of Krishna whose head is adorned with a peacock feather. Krishna is arriving a little late in the Kunj to meet Radharani. In other words, he has stood her up. And Radharani has a particular mood. It's called Madhya Abhiman. There's Twadiya and Madhya. So, Madhya means mine. That mentality, that thinking that Krishna is mine. So she becomes a little sulky, Manini. In other words, she pouts a little bit, she's a little angry. Why hasn't he come all night long? I'm waiting in Kunj to meet him. Now he's coming at practically before sunrise. It's not very fair. Obviously he's been detained or been associating with some other gopi. And he comes to me at the fag end of the night. And what is this? And she's thinking, he's mine. I control him. One of my qualities is that I control Krishna, but on this particular night he seems to be out of control. He came, if I was controlling him, then he would have arrived here at 10:30 at night. But now he's coming at 5:45 in the morning. To please his beloved, Shyamasundara bows his head at her lotus feet, and his peacock feather crown falls on the ground. Smara garala kandanam mama shirasi mandanam. Gita Govindam. May the remembrance of how my Swamini controls dear Lalita Nayak Sri Krishna, that eminent festival Anurag, manifest in my heart. May I remain submerged in this most charming Sri Krishna Sankirtan. So generally, when a devotee has not come to the level of asakti, he doesn't have any specified attachment for the Lord. He's engaged in bhajan, reading, chanting, remembering the Lord occasionally, bits and pieces of a pastime. Doesn't have any real firm attachment for the Lord in any particular mood of love or any particular idea or mellow of love. So then he can't really think, he can't trace everything, whatever he does, he can't trace it to the root of his attachment. But if he becomes attached by association or by cultivation of bhajan, by good association, inspiration, prayer, surrender. For example, if he becomes attached to the service of Radharani, then he sees everything in relation to Radhadasyam. They have this phrase, all roads lead to Rome. Because Rome was the center of the Roman Empire, which was spread all over the place. And they have an extensive roadwork network all around their empire. And they all went back to Rome. So if he's chanting the Maha Mantra, it's not Radharaman and this, that. It's everything. He sees all the holy name in relation to Radhadasyam. Hari's name, Krishna's name, Brahman's name. Everything is related to Radharani's service. He sees it like that. He feels it like that. You see in the acharyas that give meanings of the holy name, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Vishwanath, Gopal Guru Goswami, Jiva Goswami, etc. And they give these ideas according to their angle of vision. That the Maha Mantra means Krishna is coming, Krishna is attracting Radharani with his flute, Krishna is stealing her mind, or the other way around, it's Radharani stealing Krishna's mind with her attractive features, and then she's pulling him into the Nikunj. So they're seeing everything in this viewpoint, from Radharani's viewpoint. So Raghunath Das, he prays, the name of Radha is unprecedented, beautiful and enchanting like nectar. The name of Krishna is delicious like condensed milk. This is Prema Makaranda. This prayer is also in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's from Stavavali. So here we have it. There's Radharani's name. It's like nectar. And Krishna's name is like kheer. Oh my tongue, oh you who are about to faint because of hunger, please take these two unprecedented substances, this kheer and nectar, amrit, Krishnanam and Radhanam, and drink them. And they become very tasty by the addition of ice, which is their anurag. Anurag is a very high level of love. A continually fresh experience of the Beloved, where the Beloved always manifests a newer and newer feature of attractiveness, of sweetness and charm. One moment, Anu means one after the other. Anu, like we say, Anurag or whatever. So the attachment, the raga, the attachment, it changes moment to moment. Every moment it's some new feature. And that's explained in Adi Lila, Chaitanya Charitamrita. The Radharani comes before Krishna looking so beautiful in features and form. And Krishna sees her beauty in features and form, then he becomes very happy. And his face becomes lit up with that happiness. When Radharani sees the increase or enhancement of Krishna's happiness, then her beauty increases. And when her beauty increases, then Krishna becomes more happy. Then when Krishna's happiness increases, then her beauty increases. And they have a competition, goes on like this. They become more and more beautiful, more and more happy. This is the influence of this anurag, which is an intense sensation or energy of prema, which emanates from the hearts of Radha and Krishna. Sneha, man, pranaya, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav. These are different levels of intensity and loving exchanges, where the lover and the beloved, they appear under different circumstances and in different presentations, different ways, and different feelings are there. Sneha has particular qualities, and pranaya, like this. And it goes up to a madness, divyonmad, where you see, Radharani sees Krishna in a tree, in a tamal tree, and in her madness she embraces a tamal tree and starts speaking to the tree. And there's a peacock sitting on the branch of the tree, and Radharani says, "Oh, Sham, your peacock feather on your turban looks so nice." And if there's some yellow Kaitiki vine, with some yellow flowers is entwined around the tamal tree, then Radharani says, "Oh, your Pitambara Dhoti looks so beautiful, Sham." This is her madness, Divyon Mahabhav. She's thinking this tamal tree with a golden creeper wrapped around it and a peacock perched on his branch is Krishna with his turban and his yellow dhoti. And his darkish body is the darkish bark of the tree. It's kind of a love is blind, the blindness of Mahabhav. Of course, this is not blindness, but this is her ecstasy. I will worship Sri Swamini by serving Sri Krishna's lotus feet and then giving her Krishna's prasad and flower remnants. The Nitya Sakis and Pran Sakis, which means the Mandris, they serve Krishna in a mood that they will offer to Swamini Radha, whatever articles like flower remnants are obtained by serving him. Upon receiving the objects used by her prananath, Swamini, Radha will be extremely pleased. The ultimate attachment for service to Sri Krishna will manifest in my heart because my Ishvari is pleased. So what's being said here, for example, if someone is in Vaidhi Bhakti, when they're in the Krishna Balaram temple, they're stringing a flower garland. Someone says, "Make this flower garland for Shamsundar." So they're very nicely, with all their ability and attention, they're stringing these flowers and praying that they can make it nice. And they make it nice and they give to the pujari to give to Shamsundar. Then he offers it to Shamsundar. Then they say, "Oh, Shamsundar is wearing my garland today." Then the pujari or some other person says, "Oh, that garland looks so nice. Did you make it?" "Oh, yeah, I made it." Or whatever. You feel proud or happy or whatever. So that's one angle of vision. Now, someone who's in Rag Bhakti, their angle of vision is Radharani. So if someone is in Krishna Balaram temple, Mandir, and they say, "Will you please make a garland for Radharani, Shamsundar?" So they're making this garland for Shamsundar. And they're thinking, I'm making this garland, very nice, very artistic and design, and I'll give it to the Bajari, and he will give it to the Shamsundar. Then later, after Shamsundar wears it, I will go up to him and I'll say, "Shamsundar, may I have that garland?" He say, "Oh yes, why do you want it?" "Because I want to offer your prasadi garland to Radharani. Because I know that Radharani will be so happy when she receives your prasadi garland, prasadi mala. And this is my ambition. I'm offering you this garland Not so much to please you, but to get it from you later as your Mahaprasad, to offer your Mahaprasad to Radharani. So when I'm making the garland, I'm meditating like this. So this is the meditation of the Raganuga Sadaka Bhakta. Doing the same activity, but the angle of vision is going, it's like basketball. You ever play basketball? It's called rebound. You can throw it directly, and you can throw the basketball directly in the hoop. And it makes a swish. Or you can hit the backboard. Boing, boing. You throw the basketball, hits what they call the backboard, and bounces on an angle, then falls through the hoop, and you got a point. So the Vaidhi Sadaka, he's just throwing through the hoop. Psh, making the garland for Krishna. That's it, Vas. But the Raganuga Sadhana, who's in the mood of Radhadasyam, Radha's maidservant, says, yes, I am serving Krishna. In other words, I'm chanting Hare Krishna. I'm chanting the name of Krishna. Because it says that Krishna is very pleased to hear his name, and I want to please Krishna. So I'm chanting Hare Krishna. But someone else is chanting Hare Krishna, because I know that that Krishna may be pleased to hear his name, but Radharani is more pleased to hear the name of her beloved. And in fact, when I chant Krishna's name, I'm chanting this Maha Mantra to give pleasure to Radharani, then Radharani is going to come to me and give me your darshan. But generally, people are chanting Krishna's name with the idea that if I chant Krishna's name, I'll become purified and have sakshat darshan of Krishna. Generally, this is the idea people are thinking. But the Mandri is saying, yes, I'm chanting Krishna's name because this is enjoying. The Shastras say, Krishna's giving the Shastra, Krishna's telling in the Shastras, Harinam, 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 Eva Kevalam. Kalo anasteva, 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 gati anyata. He's not saying Radhanam, Radhanam, Eva Kevalam. He's Harinam, and the Puranas, these are given by Krishna. The Puranas, all the Vedic literatures. So I'm following that, and that is Nam Sankirtan, Harinam Sankirtan. Everywhere, Harinam Sankirtan. But my angle is, I'm thinking, I'm chanting this name because when Radharani hears it, she'll be very pleased. Because what name is Radharani chanting? Krishna, 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 Krishna. And that, so I'm chanting Krishna's name to please Radharani. And if Krishna does come, if I'm chanting Krishna's name and he does come, I'll say, oh, it's nice that you have come. Where's Radharani? Just like, for example, in the Masant Ras, when the gopis were separated at Govardhan from Krishna, they went searching through the forest for him. And then they came to Paita, near Paitagram. And Krishna disguised himself as Chaturbhuj Narayan to play with the gopis, you could say, or to fool them. And so the gopis came, they saw Narayan, they saw Namaste Narayan, Namo Narayan, pranams. Can you please tell us where Shamsundar is, where he's gone? And he said, oh, he went that way. They weren't very much concerned. They saw Narayan, they showed some respect, they showed some pranams, and maybe offered a prayer or two. And then they said, we don't want anything from you other than just give us Krishna. So then, that was all right until Radharani came. And Radharani showed up with Lita, and then Chaturbhuj Narayan, Krishna disguised, he saw Radharani, and then Radharani looked at Narayan and said, Narayan! And just looked at him. Have you seen Krishna? And then when Krishna disguised Narayan, he looked at Radharani's face and heard Radharani say the name Krishna. Then immediately he gave up his Narayan roop and said, he's right here. Because he couldn't hold his, in the presence of Radharani's forceful love, he couldn't maintain his disguise as Narayan. Because Radharani's love is greater than his power to delude her. So he was defeated. He wanted to play with the gopis and fool them and trick them, but he couldn't trick Radharani. You can fool some of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all the time. You can never fool Radharani. She's too clever. She's Vidagdhi. There's Vidagdha Madhav, but then there's Vidagdhi Radha. And Vidagdhi Radha is much more clever than Vidagdha Radha. I mean, Krishna. So, this is the point that's being made here, that the Manjari may make some garland and offer to Krishna, but then, just for example, in the afternoon in Yavatgram, a few months a year they're in Yavatgram and sometimes they're in Barsana, and they help Radharani make so many sweets and different items for Krishna's evening meal. Gangajal ladus and Ananga and Gutika, and Siddhivilas Amrit, and different types of tasty substances, foods. And then they pack them up and they carry them to Nandagaon for Krishna's pleasure. And they're making these things for Krishna's pleasure on one level, but they're also making them and they're going to Nandagaon to offer them to Krishna, thinking that we're going to get these remnants. Because our real objective is we'll make these things very nice, we'll offer them to Krishna, and then he'll eat them, maybe not all of them, hopefully, leave something, and we'll go and collect the remnants, and we'll run back to Yavat, and we'll present these to our Swamini. So we're serving Krishna and bringing happiness to him, but ultimately we're going to bring his remnants to Radharani and make her happy. So that's what it says. I will worship my Swamini by serving Krishna's feet, and then give Radharani the prasadam and flower remnants of Krishna. So the Manjaris, they serve Krishna in the mood that they will offer to Radharani whatever articles, like flower remnants and prasad remnants, are obtained by serving him. You follow? Upon receiving the objects used by Krishna, Radharani will become extremely pleased. So that's the whole thing, Anukalyena. Radha Anukalyena. The Manjaris, they want to serve and give pleasure to Radharani, make her happy. So this is, all of these ideas and these thoughts are all about transformational psychology. Transforming our psychology from Krishna Das to Radha Dasi. Because generally we're transforming our psychology from Boga Das, from Swami Bogananda, from Swami Bogananda has to retire his identity and become Krishna Das, Das Anudas. Then after studying the Gaudiya Siddhanta, we say, oh, that was a good play, that was a good drama for a few years, Krishna Das. But now actually I see that the true role that I'm meant to play in this drama of love, the true role that I am eternally meant to play for the pleasure of the Lord is actually Radhadasi. Radhadasi, Anudasi, Anudasi. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalira Dasi, Anudasi, Anudasi. Because the Gopi Bhartu, the Lord of the Gopis, Gopinath, is served by Dasis, not Dasas. Think about it. Gopi Bhartu, Bhartu means the Lord of the Gopis. So Gopis are female. So how can you say Gopi Bhartu Padakamalira? Kamala means lotus. Pada means feet. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalayor Das Anudas Anudas. I want to become a servant of the servant of the servant of the master of the lotus feet of the master of the gopis. But Gopinath means the Lord of the gopis. So actually, the intention is that Lord Chaitanya is saying that everyone should try to aspire to become a servant of the servant of the gopis. And this is the actual Gaudiya Siddhanta. Because Krishna has so many servants. He has unlimited thousands and millions of servants in Vaikuntha and everywhere else. The whole of Vrindavan is serving Krishna. Every tree, every grain of grass, everything is serving Krishna. And then Krishna is only thinking how to serve Radharani and how to... He says very clear in the Bhagavatam, Napareyam, I can never repay my debt to you. So then there must be some fulfillment. There must be some epilogue. And then the question arises in the drama. Krishna comes out to Radharani. He says, I can never repay my debt to you in 1,000 lifetimes. Then the curtain closes. Doom. Then that's the end of that scene. Scene 1. Scene 5. Then the narrator comes out. Well, audience, this is the question I placed before you. Was Krishna able to repay? Did Krishna repay his debt or not? Everyone says, I don't know. And he says, all right, now for Act 2. And the curtains open, Gaur-lila begins. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then Gaur-lila starts, at the epilogue, the postscript, the Parishishta lila, the fulfillment lila. To be or not to be. Will Krishna repay his debt or will he go to debtor's prison? So fortunately, Krishna did not have to go to jail. He did repay his debt in a grand way. All the Sakhi, but of course he couldn't do it alone. That's the thing. He's such a person. Radharani, she can serve Krishna so many wonderful ways. But when Krishna came and tried to work in such a way to repay his debt as Gauranga, he had to bring so many assistants with him. He went all over India collecting assistants to help him repay his debt. Listen, I'm working and saving money to repay my debt. Can you also collect some money and help me? And you got hundreds of people. Look, you work and give me some money and help me repay my debt, okay? I owe $100. I'm making $5 a week. Now, how much can you make? And you give me this. So then he went to South India and he collected one Ramananda Roy. And then he got Swarup Damodar. Then he got Rupa Goswami, Sanatan. He collected all these workers and said, listen, help me. You have to cooperate with me. Chip in all your money. Help me pay back the debt. I said, well, how can we do it? Well, write books, establish temples, preach, collect lots of mantris, lots of devotees, lots of pran sakis, nitya sakis. And this way I can gather a whole army of servitors for Radharani. Have you helped me? Because I'm only one gardener. I'm only one gardener, Lord Chaitanya said in Madhya 22. Is how many fruits can I pick and distribute? But if you go to Mayapur, we have, by Jagannath Mandir, we have some mango trees, ISKCON. And I met this devotee there that was there in charge once, Swarup Damodar was his name, a Bengali devotee. And he was, I saw all these mango fruits. I said, how many fruits are on that tree? Because Western people are always into Sankhya. Western people are too much concerned with how many and how long and how short and how heavy. Numbers. Everyone in the West is a Sankhya yogi or something. They're more interested in rupam than vastu, form than substance. At any rate, that's my deficiency. So I looked at that tree. I said, how many fruits are in that tree? He said, well, an average tree has about 3,000 mangoes. 3,000 mangoes. One tree. But if it's a big tree and a healthy tree, it can have as many as 5,000 mangoes. So they sell the mangrove crop. They sell each tree for like 1 lakh of rupees or something. Or whatever, half a lakh. So the analogy is that Lord Chaitanya used, that I am a gardener and there's so many fruits on the tree, so many mango fruits, and I'm one man. How can I distribute them? Alone, how can I pick all these 3,000 mangoes? Please, you come and help me. Rupa, Sanatan, Jiva, Gopal, Vishwanath, Narottam, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. So all these gardeners have come into the Gauranga Bagicha, into the Gauranga Tota, Tota Gopinath, in the Gopinath Tota, or garden. And they've collected all these fruits and are distributing them. And all these fruits are producing more fruits and more trees. And these trees and fruits are coming in the shape of mandris. So all around the world, so many jivas are becoming enlisted in the divine service of Srimati Radharani, Radhadasyam. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur is an agent. He's one of the representatives of this downline agent of the Goswamis. Some people have said that Bhaktivinoda Thakur is like the reappearance of Rupa Goswami, because he's so much writing. Sometimes they say the disciples of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, at the time, they were saying that Vishwanath is like the reappearance of Rupa Goswami. But at least the characteristics of Bhaktivinoda Thakur are very similar to Rupa Goswami. Writing so much and preaching so much and trying to spread this Raghunuga Bhakti and this divine service of Radharani. So in the same mood of the six Goswamis, in the same mood of Gauranga, trying to enlist so many servants of Radharani, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is given Bhajan Rahasyam. So this is the Rahasyam of Bhajan, and it's based on Shikshastakam. Shikshastakam is the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the Shiksha, the Amrit. Sri Chaitanya Shikshamrit, Shikshamritam, Shikshastakam, Ashtak. There's eight verses of instruction. These are the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, specifically spoken by him in Gambira, in the end of his life. So if he's the teacher, and these are his instructions, his Shiksha, then who are the students? Teacher means teacher and students, right? So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a student, and this is his textbook. These are his teachings, Shikshastakam. Who are the students? Who are the students? Y-O-U. Us. Students are us, right? The students aren't Rupa Goswami. The Shikshastaka was written for Rupa Goswami. You have to understand, if there's a, like you have a textbook, biology, who's that for? Is it for monkeys? Is it for elephants? It's for human beings, and specifically those that are interested in medical studies or whatever, human biology, or physiology, or pharmacology, guidance physiology. So Shikshastakam is meant for human beings. They want to follow Lord Chaitanya. He's the teacher, and these are his teachings. So what does the teacher have to say? What is he saying? Why is he saying? Where is he saying? So he's teaching human beings. What is he teaching? What are the teachings of Lord Chaitanya? Everyone's saying, I'm a follower of Lord Chaitanya. Are we Gauranga Bhaktas? Is it right? Are we Ram Bhaktas? Yes or no? Are we Vishnu Bhaktas? Are we Krishna Bhaktas? That's what we have to think. I don't know. I thought I was until I came to your class. I was yesterday, but I don't know which way my head's on. Okay, we can say, yes, you're Krishna Bhaktas, but is Krishna ever without Radharani? No. Then? So then if you say Krishna, that includes Radharani. You can say, I can say, are you a devotee of heat? And you say, no, I'm a devotee of fire. So if you're a devotee, no, I'm devoted to fire. Oh, that means you're not devoted to heat? And not devoted to light? No. I have no interest in heat and light, only I have interested in fire. Acha. But there's no heat and light and fire? Yeah, it's there. But, you know. So, they're inseparable. So you say, I am a devotee of Krishna in Braj. Vrindavan Krishna. Vrindavan Krishna means Radharani. You can't separate. 24 hours a day is with Radharani. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, firstly, he's giving the Shikshastakam for the human beings. They want to be devoted to Radharani. The whole prayer is being spoken by Radharani. It's her mood, her ambition, her desire. She's calling out, hey, listen, come on, get stuck on Nandanandan's feet, like me. But to get stuck on Nandanandan's feet, you have to get stuck on my feet, because I'm occupying his whole feet. The feet of Krishna are occupied by Radharani. Where are they? The feet of Krishna are on Radharani's breast. That's where her heart is. So on means in. There's no in and out in the spiritual body. Radharani's body, outside, inside, is all one side. It's all Mahabhav. So Krishna's feet are placed firmly in the heart of Radharani's Mahabhav. Prananath means the Lord of my pran. Pran means my heart, my bhav, my love. More prananath. So therefore, if we want to be stitaduli sadri shamvichintya, if we want to be stuck on the feet of Nandanandan, that means we're stuck in the heart of Radharani. So Radharani is saying in this prayer, Ai nandatana shakintkaram patitamba mishme. Hey Nandanandan, please keep me stuck on your feet, which means keep your feet stuck on me. How can you be, if you're stuck on the feet, it means the feet are stuck on you. So Krishna's feet, as we are stuck on Radharani's heart. So that's Radharani's prayer. She's praying. So we're also supposed to offer this prayer in her mood. So please stick me at your feet, O Radharani. Please keep me fixed as an atom at your feet. And lift me out of this bhavambodhi. I am drowning this ocean material existence. Stita duli sadrisham vichintya. Keep me fixed as an atom at your lotus feet. So this is Radharani's prayer to Nandanandan. So she's occupying his entire feet. So what's left for us? The only thing left for us is her feet. To serve the feet of the one who's worshipping Krishna. So the greatest worship of Krishna is the Aradhanam. The Radya Devi is Radha, the greatest worshipper of Krishna, the best worshipper, and the only real worshipper of Krishna is Radharani. And everyone else is an assistant in that worship. Yashoda, Nanda, the coward boys, the cows, the deer, the trees, the land, everything. And Vrindavan is assisting Radharani in her perfect intimate service to Krishna. They're all stage hands on a drama of love. stagehand. I don't know if you know what a stagehand is. They bring in the props and they bring in the microphones. It's called a stagehand. They're on hand at the stage. They bring in the mic so you can sing, and they adjust the lights. And if your hat falls off, they put it back on. They hand it to you. And you go like this. And you're stagehand. So they're all assisting Radha and Krishna in their drama of divine love. They're all connected. They're dancing in the rasa circle. And braj mean, the word braj means moving. The word braj, aham tvam sarva pap, it says sarva dharma pritya mame kam sharam braja. Braj means to go, to move. So braj is always moving. Braj is a land that's always moving. Nothing's just standing still. Everything is moving. Everything's moving around the center. The center is the divine love of Radha and Krishna. This union. The union, like everything from the atom, from the microcosm to the macrocosm, from the atom to the galaxy. Same principle is there. The proton is uniting with the neutron or whatever it is down there, whatever going on down there. And in the atomic level, anoraniyan mahatomahiyan. So from the atoms to the galaxies, the protons are being connected to the neutrons. So there, one galaxy is connected to another by karshan, by gravitational attraction. So the divine union of Radha and Krishna is where it all begins. So that's the centermost part. So the role that the jiva can play, is to be an assistant, a downline assistant of Radharani's service. This is the perfection of divine loving slavery, to be enslaved in Radha's service. And this is the sum and substance of the teaching of the Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya, Radha Dasyam. But this is not immediately thrown on the lap of the novice when he first walks in the temple. Otherwise he'll think, oh, the Hare Krishnas are Shakta worshippers. They worship Shakta, and they worship Ma Radha. Radha Ma. Instead of Durga Ma, they worship Radha Ma. So first Krishna. Krishna is the Pavitram. Pundarikaksham, Om apavitra pavitrava sravavastam katobiva yaksmart pundarikaksham sava yabhyantara suchi sri vishnu sri vishnu sri vishnu. First become pavitram. Radharani's job is not purification. Radharani's job is loving service. So you have to become qualified before you can serve. When you join the job, first you get training, then you get service. Training means removing your ignorance and giving you knowledge of the field. When you have knowledge of the field, submission and obedience to the knowledge of the field, submission and obedience and allegiance to the boss, then you're given the seva post to the company. So the same thing with Krishna's, the land of Vrindavan. Before you're given a seva post, you have to develop allegiance, submission, purification and knowledge of the field. And that's Krishna's duty. So then we take Krishna's name and engage in Krishna's service. And become purified and get sambandha again, knowledge. Then finally, then we get admittance to the service of Radharani. When you join a company, don't say, okay, here you go, you're vice president. Wait a minute, come get training. So the training period, the purification period, the knowledge acquiring period is all the purview of Krishna and Hare Krishna and Krishna Das and Krishna's service, and try to please Krishna and offer everything to Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Isn't it? Isn't everyone oriented like that? So as you're trained in a company, the training period is not exactly like the on when you're actually in the field working. It's quite a bit different. So the same thing, our training period, it's like this. And as we progress and we understand the actual inner teachings of Krishna, Krishna is actually preparing us to turn us over to the servant of his most intimate one. But we have to be qualified first. Just like, for example, if you're a mother and you want to train some nursemaid to live in your house and take care of your baby, you won't just pull any lady off the street and say, oh, you look pretty good, take care of my 2-month-old baby. Now you'll meet her, you'll interview her, you live with me for some time, you'll check her character, and then you develop love and confidence and trust, and you train her all and all the duties, you care for like this, when she cries like this, you do like that, and all these things that mothers know. Then if you have full confidence and trust, then you say, all right, now I will give you charge of my baby. I am starting a job. I'll be working all day, and I trust you'll take care of my baby. I'll be back at 5. And she may even be a nurse, wet nurse. So she has milk in her breast, so she can even breastfeed your child while you're at work. such intimacy. Total stranger, but developed a love and trust by training, by association, by submission, by surrender. This is Krishna Bhakti. Radharani is that baby. Whose baby? Krishna's baby. Lord Chaitanya wants to give Radharani, wants to engage the conditioned souls in the service of Radharani and Manjari Bhav, Pran Sakhi. But first become qualified. So first come under Krishna. Everything we're under Krishna's control. Krishna Das, Krishna Das, Krishna Das, Krishna, 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 everything, Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Then Krishna says, yes, you're a trusted servant. You're genuine, you're surrendered, you're trusted, you're learned, you're trained. Now, guess what? Become a servant of Radharani. I've done all this training, so you become a servant of Radharani. Radha Dasyam, Manjari Bhav. This is the actual secret. You should become a servant of Radharani. I serve Radharani. Now I'll train you how to serve Radharani. And your guru will train you how to serve Radharani. Don't tell anyone. This is very confidential. Bhajan is very secret. Don't tell anyone the secrets of your bhajan. Bhajan Rahasyam. But Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has made the secrets of bhajan public for those who have the adhikar and genuine sincerity of purpose to engage in the service of Radharani. They will follow his footsteps and develop step by step on a very solid ground by going through Shikshastakam and chanting Mahamantra and hearing the explanation to these verses and applying them and studying them and praying to these verses, and the revelation will come. These verses about Radharani. Radharani is in these verses. Krishna is in these verses. And they will come out of these verses and manifest in the heart and teach us and reveal themselves to us. What is Radhadasyam? What is my role? What is my service? How do I approach them? Everything will be managed and adjusted by the higher will of the Lord and his consort, Radha and Krishna. Let's get a couple minutes for questions. Yes? The question is that if we approach Lord Nityananda and he removes our Vishaya Charya Kave Shuddha Havivan, removes our sense gratification, then we can get the mercy of Chaitanya. And Chaitanya will reveal the secrets of serving Radha and Krishna. And then then Radharani will turn us over to the service of Krishna. And Prabhupada even prays like that. He says that devotee cannot approach Krishna directly. He will approach Radharani and he say, "Oh Radharani, please tell about me to your Krishna," which indicates that our line of service is to Krishna. And for some devotees, that may be sufficient. That may be the direction. But even you see, Raghunath Das Goswami is saying that if Radharani tells me, in other words, if you're approaching Radharani and she's saying, "Serve Krishna," then the service that you will do is to bring Krishna to Radharani. Because Krishna's greatest happiness is to be with Radharani. So this is really the intention of what Radharani is saying. Yes, you go and serve Krishna, which means, because there's 17 different services that Manjaris render, and Ujjala Nilamani, they're mentioned. So all those services, one is to bring Radharani and Abhisar to meet Krishna, to bring a message between Radha and Krishna. So they're always bringing Radha and Krishna together, but representing the cause of Radharani. That's why they're called Radha Sneha Adhika. Adhika means extra, additional. More sneha, affection or love for Radha than Krishna. Whereas the Sakis, like Lalita and Vishakha, they have Krishna Sneha Adhika. They're Sama Sneha. They have equal affection for both. But the Manjaris are in a special category. So really the Manjaris, if you read Stavavali and Stavamala by Rupa and Raghunath and Vishwanath, their angle of vision is a pleasure of Radharani and serving Radharani, and Radharani may engage them in the service of Krishna. They're only serving Krishna as service of Radharani. He's following what I'm saying. They go to Radharani and say, "I want to serve you." And she says, "Yes, serve Krishna," which means I'm serving Krishna because you're asking me. But from my side, I'm not interested in serving Krishna so much. But for your pleasure, I want to do everything for your pleasure. A Manjari wants to give all pleasure to Radharani. And she's most pleased when she's with Krishna. and serving Krishna herself and offering herself to Krishna. It's not that the mantris, they go to Radharani and say, please engage me in Krishna's service, then the mantris just go and serve Krishna without any connection to Radharani. It's not like that, which may be what you could be interpreted from what you said. And so we go to Nityananda and he gives us Lord Chaitanya. Then we go to Radharani and then she gives us the Krishna, almost like Radharani is just like a turnstile. And she said, oh, Radharani, please engage me in Krishna's service. Thanks, Radharani. Now I'm just Krishna Dasi. It's not like that at all for mantris. Mantris, the buck stops there. The goal of their life is, this is what all these verses are about. The goal of their life is Radhadasyam means, it's not saying Krishna Dasyam. Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta, the Siddhanta of Gaudiya Vaishnava, this Subhakti Sriyam, my own bhakti, which is told in fourth verse of Adi Lila Chaitanya Charitamrita. Lord Chaitanya came to give what's never been given before, which is a service of Radharani's lotus feet in Mandri Bhav. Hasn't been given for 1,000 Kali Yugas when Lord Chaitanya last came as Radha and Krishna. So they go to Radharani for her service, and if she's saying, you serve Krishna, what is she saying? She's saying, yes, take this message to Krishna. I wrote a love letter on this lotus leaf. Now you take this sucky and give it to Krishna. You serve Krishna by giving him this message from me that tells him to meet me in this kunj. It's not that mantris are simply getting a stamp on their service application. She's not a minister. Radharani, listen, I have this application. I'm applying for a post in Krishna's service. Will you give it a stamp of approval? I've come to you. Yes, sure. Okay. And then you go to Krishna. See, Krishna, I have an application. It's stamped by Radharani. Will you engage me in your loving service? Oh, yes, you come here, you stay with me. That's not like that. Raghunath Das is saying, you tell me that Krishna has left Vrindavan and gone to Dwarka. I say, okay, fine. I'm not leaving Radhakund. I'm not leaving the service of Radharani. But if you tell me that Radharani has left Radhakund and gone to Dwarka, then I'm out. I'm gone. I'm right behind Radharani. So this is a fine line, but it's really, this should be understood that you're saying that you approach Radharani, you got more service than Krishna. I mean, that's a little bit, anyway, that's whatever that is, but you have to think about how that all comes, rebounds back to Radharani, or that she's engaged in a service so you can do that service for her pleasure, connected to her. This is the fine point. That's why I'm saying that there's a certain juncture where we come, everything is Krishna's service, everything for Krishna. Then when we actually study and find out what is the Siddhanta, and then we may be attracted to it. And we may be interested in becoming Radharani's servant or maidservant. And then we actually follow Raghunuga Sadhana, which is intended for that. If we're only interested in Krishna's service, this is Dvaiti Sadhana in one sense. Dvaiti Sadhana, that can take us to Vaikuntha. Vaidhi sadhana takes us to Bhava Bhakti, takes us to Prema. Raghunuga sadhana takes to Braj Bhakti. But generally, the Raghunuga sadhana that's being presented by the Goswamis and the followers of Lord Chaitanya is Raghunuga sadhana in allegiance to the service of Radharani and Manjari Bhav, Radhadasyam. Although there's Raghunuga sadhana in Sakya Bhav, Raghunuga sadhana in Vatsalya Bhav, you won't find much written about it in the Gaudiya Sampradaya. Something a little bit Sakya. But mostly everything is Madhurya Bhav, specifically Manjari Bhav. So then what does all that mean? That means that this is the overall, this is a Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam, the Manobishtam, the desire of the heart and mind of Lord Chaitanya is to give the service of Radharani to everyone. Prabhupada Saraswati, Rupa Goswami, Vishnu Chakravarti, all of our Acharya, everyone is teaching this. This is the term that's used. You must have heard, seen it. Radha Dasyam. What does this mean? This means Krishna Dasyam? Oh, I go to Radharani. Thanks a lot. No, I just want to serve Krishna. Krishna has so many servants. He came here as Lord Chaitanya to collect servants for Radharani. He didn't say, no, I want more servants for Krishna. Krishna, he has enough, but he's indebted to Radharani. There's no, Radharani's not saying, I'm indebted to Krishna. Krishna is saying, I'm indebted to you. Right? This is Bhagavatam. So that means that he's borrowed. You're in debt when you borrow something. If I borrow from you, then I'm indebted to you. So Krishna has borrowed so much from Radharani, now he has to pay her back. You had a question? Yeah, there's a couple examples of Lord Chaitanya where he's also sampling the Mandri Bhav. He's, one is in Jalkeli. He went in the ocean, got caught in the fisherman's net, and he said, "Oh, why you got me back here? I was meditating on Vrindavan, I saw the ocean as Jamuna, I jumped in, and I saw in the Jamuna, Radha and Krishna were having water sports, and I was standing on the bank waiting to serve them, and Radha and Krishna were splashing in the water." How is that? He is Radha and Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna, or he's Krishna and Radha Bhav. But in this particular instance, he's seeing Radha and Krishna separate from himself, and he's separately constituted, standing on the bank, waiting with unguents and mascara and all these makeup and things, and change of clothes, to render service to Radha and Krishna when they come out. So Acharya say this is an example where Mahaprabhu is experiencing the mood of a mandiri, maidservant waiting to serve Radha and Krishna. Then there's another pastime where he was running on Chatak Parvat Hill in Govardhan. He saw it as Govardhan in Vrindavan, and then he fainted, and then he saw Radha and Krishna's pastimes. Radha and Krishna were entering a cave in Govardhan for Leela, and he was out there with the Sakis in a mandri stroop picking flowers to make a garland for Radha and Krishna. There's a couple examples. Acharyas say that even Mahaprabhu, in the mood of Radha Bhav, was sometimes experiencing mandri Bhav, the mood of the maidservant. And this is what he came to give. And all the line, Nityananda, Parampara of Nityananda, Parampara Gadadhar and Dvaita, they're all disseminating these teachings and initiating. They're initiating their followers and disciples in what they call Mandri Surup Bhajan. Mandri Surup Bhajan. They're giving the Siddha Pranali, Diksha Pranali to qualified people. Some sampradayas and some members of sampradaya are quite liberal. Some are more strict. But anyway, the whole, what they're teaching is they're presenting this to the followers, that this is our prayojan, this is our sadhya, to become pransakis, nityasakis of Radharani, in allegiance to the astamandris and sakis of Vrindavan. This is Gaudiya Vaishnava Siddhanta. And Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati wrote a letter to Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Swami, his sannyas disciple. "You should understand my name is Nayanamani Manjari, and I will also reveal your identity very soon." And like this, his letter is there. Although he's so strict in his preaching and so much on the cutting all different points here and there, but he himself was admitting, yes, this is it, Radhadasyam. And my Shiksha Guru, my main guru, who is the main guru, the actual main moment-to-moment guru in the life of Bhakti Siddhanta, is none other than Bhaktivinoda Thakur. He's printed all his books, and he was always glorifying him and carrying out all of his services. Whatever Bhaktivinoda ordered him to do, he did. He was doing Nirjan Bhajan in Mayapur, and Bhaktivinoda ordered him, he said, "You come out and you preach." And then he was preaching. Then he ordered, "And you develop the yoga peet." He had no money; he didn't have a rupee in his pocket. He said, "You build the yoga peet and develop it in a grand way for the worship of Lord Chaitanya." So Bhakti Siddhanta did that, and so he was simply carrying out the orders of his guru, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, who was Kamala Manjari. So our whole tradition, our whole line, even our param guru, and so everything is set like this: Radhadasyam, Mandri Bhav, the service of Radharani. And you think that Srila Prabhupada is teaching something different? You can see in the pages of his books he's teaching Lord Chaitanya. There's some very nice purports about Mandri Bhav. So we'll continue with these thoughts tomorrow. Thank you.